And joining us now from a national correspondent and anchor with Fox News Radio is none other than Jeff Manasso. He's at Jeff Manasso. Jeff, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Tim Jones sitting in this week. Thanks for joining us today. Whoop, do I have him?
Sorry about that.
Oh, there he is. Jeff, are you there? Yeah. I think we potted you up. Now we got you. Okay.
How's that sound? All right. Mic check, test 1, 2.
You're perfect. You're perfect. Well done. You're a radio pro. Hey, Jeff, good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about what's going on at the NATO summit.
Yeah, so there's all this talk about, you know, besides that, the controversial breakfast in which the president talked with the NATO secretary general about his need to really get all the members, the partner nations on board with paying more. There was also this talk, about this tweet. President Trump was talking about American farmers and you know, barriers, trade barriers and tariffs, and, you know, what does it mean? President Trump promised on Twitter Wednesday to bolster sales of American farmers' products, tweeting that soybeans fell 50% from 2012 to his election. Saying that farmers have done poorly for 15 years and even beyond other countries' trade barriers and tariffs, largely to blame, according to the president, for that and the destruction of American businesses, including farmers. He tweeted that he's going to open things up better than ever before, saying that essentially that, you know, it's going to take some time to get the job done in the president's fight for a level playing field. For our farmers, a fight that that he tweeted that he is going to win. So this is where we're at. You know, we're kind of at a trade stalemate with these nations. You know about the tariffs, the $34 billion that was implemented on Chinese goods last Friday, then the retaliation, and now the White House adding $200 billion more in Chinese products that he intends to hit with tariffs. Talk with the EU, talk with Canada and Mexico. So there's, you know, a bit of uncertainty, and so the president, you know, like he always does, is doubling down. He says out of fairness, but it's, you know, it's really nothing new, Tim. I mean, you remember June's G7 summit in Canada, the president proposed to fellow G7 countries that, look, why are we even paying tariffs? I mean, let's eliminate all trade barriers. Let's blow it out, get it out of the way, and so it's an even playing field. And so I think that is where the president is starting his conversation with these folks.
Yeah, Jeff, that's it's going to be it's a huge issue for the entire country, but especially, you know, I'm speaking to you from St. Louis, Missouri, and we've got a big Senate race this year with Claire McCaskill, the incumbent, and it seems like that's what. You know, those who are opposed to Donald Trump and his policies, that was the latest tactic they hooked on to, especially here in the heartland, was, oh, now he's going to destroy family farmers. And okay, so it seems like the president's very good at pivoting, and sort of he always seems to take those issues away every time his opponents come up with one. He goes, well, let's do this then, and the market has recovered nicely today because of that as well, it seems.
Well, I know that. You know, the White House has said as recently as today that these tariffs haven't really negatively impacted us yet for multiple different reasons, including the fact that, you know, it takes time to catch up. You know, there's already, you know, goods that have been sold. Those need to be consumed. And then the next round, you know, we'll kind of absorb whatever tariffs, you know, our companies are paying. But look, if you talk about steel or aluminum tariffs, you know, we're not necessarily going to feel that when we buy a singular can of soda or beer, because, you know, obviously it's the tariffs on raw material and things like that, and so companies can absorb some of that. However, you know, I've heard stories of people having to pay more for, you know, aluminum benches for a fair in Iowa and mm-hmm. things like that. And so it's going to trickle down. But at the same time, you've got farmers, you've got consumers that appear to be a little uncertain as to what's happening. But, you know, they're getting this message on you know, both sides of the aisle. And on one, you've got a political party that's saying this is, you know, the worst thing in the world. Our relationship with other countries is the most important thing. We need to protect that. And then you've got President Trump that says, look, we're going to start doing things differently, and we're not going to be ripped off anymore. And You know, and he also says, here, look, wait and see. It's going to take time, but we're going to get it done. And we've already seen concessions from China. We've seen concessions, or at least the appearance that the EU could be a possible trading partner in terms of automobiles with zero tariffs. You know, that's seems to be kind of hopeful stuff.
Speaking to Jeff Manasso, national correspondent, anchor at Fox News Radio. He's at Jeff Manasso on Twitter. Jeff, last question for you. Take us, if you can, you know, from what you've seen, what you've been covering, what you're hearing. Take us inside this meeting with these NATO leaders. You know, the other networks like to kind of parse things out. They love the drama. They're trying to say, oh, here's the latest battle between Trump and Merkel, or between Trump and the leader from this, that, or the other country. And it's all this soap opera-esque drama. But what's really going on? What's really the mood? I mean, how is our president truly interacting with people and with these folks, these world leaders? How are they interacting with him? Is it a positive meeting? Are they getting anything accomplished? Give us the highlights.
What was that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger when he played that cop who was a kindergartner teacher?
Kindergarten cop, yeah.
That kindergarten cop?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the scene when all hell broke loose. That is basically what's happening.
That's what's going on. So it is what it appears. Hey, Jeff, thanks for all the time today. At Jeff Manasso, national correspondent, anchor, Fox News Radio. Really appreciate the update, Jeff.